Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, National Award-winning Investor of the Year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And for the last week and a half now, we've been just working on your survival. Yes, we've been going through this COVID-19 experience and coronavirus experience. I don't know which one people prefer to call it. But the bottom line is that the world is kind of upside down right now. And some of the normal decisions that you've been making your whole life have just been, you know, thrown upside down, I guess is the only other way to say it. You know, you're going to have to look at the world completely differently. Now, the real question comes down to, for everybody, it comes down to basically a couple questions. One is, how long is this thing going to last? Number two, and what is going to change from it? And I believe things are going to change. I think that there's no good disaster that ever goes unwasted by the Democrats. What do I mean by that? Well, we just passed a $2 trillion package, you know, try to help everybody out, supposedly. Where does $2 trillion go? How do they get $2 trillion to people? I don't think they do. I think the big wigs, the fat cats, and the big giant companies are going to suck down hundreds of millions of dollars of bonuses because their companies are not going to go out of business during all this, and they're going to get a bonus for getting them through. And they're getting them through because they had the telephone number to Donald J. Trump and or every one of the congressmen and senators that passed this stuff through. Hey, I'm not putting any of them down. I'm putting all of them down. I'm not picking on one side or the other. I'm not even picking. I'm just telling you what I see, and that's my opinion. No matter how much they say they think they're trying to help, I don't know. I don't have the answer, and I'm sure most of us out there don't. We'll find out soon enough, though, how it all works out. Let's talk about the concept of giving people free money. And that's what it really comes down to. They're talking about giving each adult $1,200 a month and each child $600 a month. Now, I ask you a question. I was looking at this with my employees and staff. I'm thinking, okay, what is the break-even where someone will not come to work? In other words, it's actually better to take the $1,200 a month. And we looked at, like, our housekeeping crews in our apartment complexes. And literally, if you're a single person or a married person living at home, and they'll say the wife of the family is a housekeeper, and I guess that's kind of sexist to say women would be the maids, but all of our maids are women, so all of our housekeepers are women. So if that's sexist, I'm sorry. I just don't have guys that apply for that job. I'm sorry. But we do have guys that are porters, you know, who pick up trash and do odd jobs and, you know, lower end labor jobs, and they get paid similar to what the housekeepers do. They're pretty close to the same job. So the bottom line is, at what point will these people not come to work? And we're taking a look at it. If you're saying like you're paying somebody like $12 an hour and they work 40 hours a week, 160 hours a week, right? That's, and you look at that, and that comes out to be like around $1,600, $1,800 a month, but then you take taxes out of it. And if you take payroll taxes out of it, then what is that? The 7% off of that, 7% of 1,000 would be $70. 7% of, let's see, 1,800 is going to be probably about double that, so 140, let's say 100 bucks, 100, 200 bucks. So they take some taxes out of that thing, and then that's what you end up with is $1,500, $1,600 a month take home. Now, when you look at that and you think about that for a second, does that make it worthwhile staying home? Well, let's say you have two or three or four or five kids. Well, maybe you get $600 a kid to stay home, and along with their $1,200 for you and $1,200 for your husband, and all of a sudden, you know, your family's bringing in $3,000 or $4,000 a month. It may not be worth it for you to go back to work. And how long are they going to do that? They're talking about giving people unemployment benefits for 60 weeks now, right? Now, let's see, there's 52 weeks in a year. So if you can grab unemployment for the next year, I bet you there's a very large group of people that are going to take unemployment. So what has happened? We've gone from a robust Republican economy to a socialistic Democratic economy overnight. You almost wonder why there is an environment in every Democratic state, New York, California, Washington State, Illinois, which is totally Democratic. Why are all the Democratic states have massive amounts of disease for the coronavirus? Now, that's a real conspiracy theory there if you start thinking about that. Why? Because if they get their way and they shut down the economy, they make everybody in the state vote for the fact that we couldn't have survived without the government. The government becomes the nanny state. And everybody out there wants there to be a nanny state that's a Democrat, right? They believe in the nanny state. They're also going to say that you need universal health care because there's like in Texas, there's 50,000 people don't have health insurance. And you're going to say, come on, you got to take care of these people. So what's going to happen is you're going to see that where the Republican agenda, which was to become more self-taken care of, should have some good words for you. I just don't have to have this as a regular argument. I do. I'm not a politician. I'm not a newscaster that has an agenda on this. I'm just picking it up where I'm seeing it from the outside going, you know, there's an agenda here. There's an agenda to make these people want to be taken care of by the state for long periods of time. So what's that going to do to business? Well, it's going to make it hard for having low-end employees even show up. Why would you show up? Why would you show up at McDonald's if you could get $1,200 a month, tax-free? Now, they're saying they're going to help the employers out because if the employers, if these people quit, they go on unemployment, the unemployment checks are going to come, I believe, from unemployment benefits. Don't know that for sure. I don't know where the $1,200 is going to come from. If they're just going to sign up on a web page and you get $1,200 sent to you, I have no idea. A lot of this stuff is going to get worked out over the next couple of days. It just passed this morning. But still, it just seems ridiculous to me. It just seems ridiculous. Now, they're saying, what will they do for the business people? Well, the business people, they're not giving them direct money. What they're saying is you can have reduction in taxes. So as an employer, if you have people that are off sick and you give them sick leave for extended periods of time, if you keep people working, there's all kinds of different, there's actually three different things going on at the same time, so I'm going to mess it up unless I bring some experts on. But you've got the Family Leave Act working there, you got this new thing they just passed today, and so you've got stuff happening on whether or not someone's sick, whether or not someone's got a family leave need, whether or not someone is getting paid the $1,200 to not work. All this stuff now has to be figured out how it's going to work together, and the government's not going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. It's going to be stuck to us and shoved down our throat. Now, what they think is we should be happy, clap, 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 that they've gone ahead and taken care of all this for us. And like a bunch of idiots, you know, they're saying we're all going to stay open. We need these businesses to stay open. I don't know how they think they're going to stay open. I mean, we're talking about the fact that we have to pay mortgages and we have overhead expenses, and they're saying we have to pay people that won't come to work, right? And don't come to work. They're saying we can't evict people that won't pay rent, right? So how do we survive? How does that business survive? What is their picture of that survival? Well, for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac apartment loans, they're saying there's a forbearance. They're going to set up a forbearance that as long as you don't evict your tenants, they will forbear your payments on your mortgage into the future. Now, there's some question there because I had an attorney yesterday was online. And by the way, if you're not a part of Lifestyles Unlimited, you're not a part of the daily discussions we have online with hundreds, if not thousands, of investors that are talking together online with attorneys and CPAs and everybody else involved in these things, discussing what's the best way to work around all this stuff and how to understand it. So one of the attorneys yesterday said, look, beware. Because this is not only saying that if you take the forbearance thing, that you can't evict people during the forbearance. It's saying you can't evict them for 90 days after that either, after the forbearance is over. So we've got attorneys looking into that. We've got state legislators that we're going to be calling and contacting to find out about that. And then, of course, this is a national bill. So, you know, there's a lot of research. And by the way, as soon as I get it, I'm going to try to bring it to you guys so you understand it. I just don't understand it well enough this morning. I'm just like you. I'm confused, and I'm worried that, you know, like Donald Trump said, that the cure may be worse than the sickness. Well, I think that may be true with his cure. His cure may be worse than the sickness. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
We know you're out there. Hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedMap.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedMap.com.
What would $200 to $500 extra income a month do for you? It's one of the five ways investment real estate earns money. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we will show you how. Lifestyles Unlimited has been teaching people how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you the five ways to make money with real estate investing. The first way is cash flow. Cash flow is the reason we seek passive income producing assets. When you have cash flow, you have income. You buy a piece of real estate where the rental income is greater than the monthly income by a decent margin. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you about proper cash flow and other ways that real estate makes you money. To learn how and attend a free Lifestyles Unlimited workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimited.com and learn the map to financial freedom in less than 5 years. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimited.com. That's lifestylesunlimited.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Austin's Talk 1370. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing where we're at in this whole giant health problem, the virus problem. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking about two different things while I'm trying to communicate to you. That's really rude. What I'm talking about is, as we went to break, we were talking about this payment that's offered. They said they're going to have, you know, $2 trillion giveaway of money. And I'm, you know, I'm thinking, I'm reading that it's $1,200 a month, although my wife just sent me an email here. She pulled something off Yahoo Finance and said, within the nearly 250-page bill that is proposed, that would send up to $1,200 per person in a one-time payment. There would be an additional $500 per child. That payment would be based on income, so individuals making up to $75,000 annually, $150,000 in case of married joint couple filing, the full $1,200. Wow. So what we're talking about here, guys, if that's the case, then I'm not so all messed up about it, because if they're just going to give everybody $1,200, that's fine. It's not going to be, they're not going to quit their job for $1,200 payment. I thought they were getting $1,200 a month, every month, blah, blah, blah. So let's find out if that's right, or if I'm right, or if I'm wrong, or whatever. It doesn't really matter. Let's talk about, let's get into today's show. I made a commitment a week and a half ago that I was going to follow these areas: health, food and supplies during this problem, during this pandemic, income, security, and investments. And I ask you to send me questions so we can discuss them online. I've gotten tons of questions. I really appreciate it. I can't get them all on the line, but I will get as many as I can, because the questions are becoming more detailed, and I would like to say more sophisticated. Some are more sophisticated, some are less sophisticated, in the sense that the people who are asking the questions really don't even know what they're talking about. I don't mean that in a mean way. I mean, what I do for a living and what we teach is a very specific type of knowledge. And if you don't really know what we do, then you really are going to have all kinds of questions that are really just fear questions. You don't really know what's going on. But I don't care. I'll answer them anyway, because the idea here is that right now what people need is, they need information and knowledge. Now, I will tell you this, that we have a tremendous number of people signing up to the program right now. So real estate is counterintuitive, but passive income streams is countercyclical to what you think. In other words, when everything's going good in the economy and everybody's making money in the stock market, nobody really gives a crap that we're over here making money passive income. But when the stock market crashes and when people lose their jobs, they're going, my gosh, I've been listening to this crazy guy on the radio for 20 years. And most of you's not 20, but it'd be 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, 3 months, whatever. And none of it, I heard it and I heard it and I heard it. It didn't really mean anything to me. But now I get what he's saying. Now I understand that himself and all of the people that he has already helped set themselves up are not right this moment upset about staying home. They're not worried about not having income. They have income coming in. And some of the fears are that, well, real estate's going to take a major hickey in this situation, just like blah, 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 the stock market did. Well, not specifically for us. And that's what we need to get across to you. So let's go ahead and let's get into this stuff. First of all, health. Let's just talk about that one real quickly. Very quickly, I told you that you need to start worrying about your own health. I told you my body weight was up to 255 from 215 at my wedding. And then I did that on purpose to try to see if I could put on some muscle mass. I did. What it did was it threw my heart rate, it threw my blood sugar through the ceiling, it threw my blood pressure through the ceiling, and probably every other indice that I would have on my blood test, blood work was probably gone wrong by carrying all that extra weight. So I decided, you know, we got to take care of ourselves here. And if I'm suspect, or not suspect, there's a word for it, but susceptible there. If I'm more susceptible to this disease because I'm number one, old, number two, I've got all these bad blood work problems, I need to take care of that. That's my fault, my responsibility. So I decided to lose weight, which, being what I've been my whole life as an athlete, that's no problem. So in the week and a half or so, 2 weeks that we've been doing this show on this level, I want to let you know I went from 255. Today I woke up at 243. So, yes, I have lost quite a bit of weight, and it's coming off slowly but surely. What am I doing to lose that weight? Cut my diet back from 6,000 calories a day to 3,000 calories a day. You go, Dell, I don't even eat anywhere near that. No, you don't. But you don't weigh 255, and you don't work out twice a day, and you don't have muscle mass. So you, if you eat 3,000 calories a day, might need to go down to 1,500 to 2,000 calories a day. Okay, but I just cut my calories in half. I was eating six meals a day. I'm eating five meals a day. And instead of eating, you know, 1,000 calories a meal, I'm eating 800. You know, you do that and drop it down one meal a day and eat 800 instead of 1,000, and boom, what do you have? You've got 11, 12 pounds of weight loss in a week and a half, 2 weeks, which, by the way, is mostly water weight and bloat just from not stuffing myself with all that food. So whatever, you got to figure out what yours are. My wife's on me to get more of my medications, make sure my medications are up to date and everything, and I think you all need to take care of that too. So let's get into these emails now, and let's talk about the other questions that you have. One of them here is an interesting email came in. And by the way, I've got lots of these, so we'll get through as many as we can. Let me look at the time here. I've got only about 3 minutes to share on this one. This one's got a lot of stuff in it. Since I'm sitting here in a Reading room listening to your 318 podcast, and your opening statement, you stated that the things we're going to talk about during this podcast, and you mentioned security. I'm a certified firearms instructor. When I get back to the States, I'm offering my skills to teach any Lifestyles members, retired Lifestyles members, how to use firearms the right way, blah, 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 blah. In other words, he's going to help our guys. And I told him we'd set up a firearms club when he gets back. But the bottom line is that on that, what I thought about was I was over, and I've been going around from store to store to store, checking out gun sales. Just as I'm curious to see what's going on with this thing. And I found the other day that there's people buying guns that have no idea what to do. In fact, the guy behind the counter and I started laughing because this girl wanted to buy this gun, and she had no idea even how to hold the gun. She had no idea how to load a gun. And, you know, we were both saying right there, you know, the problem is with this is that, yeah, I understand everybody fears for their security right now, and it's the American right to have a gun, and I agree with that 100%. I have many, many guns and lots of ammo. But the bottom line is that I took lessons on how to use guns. And this girl, poor girl, could go home and shoot herself or shoot her sister or her baby. And then you can have the liberals go crazy saying that guns are dangerous. Guns are dangerous in the hands of people that don't know how to use them, and so they need to do something about it. Secondly, this guy goes, I bought our first rent house right at the beginning of this COVID-19 issue. We had the financial wherewithal to be able to own the house without a tenant, but I was really surprised when in no time at all I had two or three tenants interested in the place. In fact, we have one we're going to take, which was the first one that applied. Guys, don't be surprised. Renting a property right now is not the problem. Okay? That isn't the problem. Now, what may be a problem, if you don't screen these people correctly and you get people that have jobs that are going to be taken away from them, you might not be able to collect rent for a month or two or three from these people. So therein lies the real rubs in this thing. You've got to look at who you're going to rent to if you're going to be able to make this thing work for you, right? But renting it is not a problem at all. Let's move on to the next one. Most of our multifamily residents, oh, this must be somebody owns an apartment complex. I can't tell if this is a member or not. Well, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Wamsley Radio Show, we are going through the emails that I've received in the last week and a half since the COVID virus has started and occurred. And there's a lot of really technical, interesting, fearful questions that we'll want to get as many answers out there to. And we want to get calm, cool, collected, down-to-earth answers. And when we don't know the answer, let's just say we don't know the answer, but we'll look it up, we'll research it, and we'll find out. You know, we're here to try to help you guys get through this. Bottom line, the people that are with me already, the people that are invested correctly, they're not going to suffer here like the people are that are out there. They're losing their jobs, have one source of income. It's going to be devastating to them. So let's go ahead and read this. The next one's from a real estate investor. You can tell that he's a fearful situation. In his situation, here's what he's reading. Most of the multifamily residents we have are at Class C level. These guys, and by the way, it might not even be him. He might be talking about a conglomerate here. These guys, all of the tenants, don't have corporate jobs that pay them if shutdowns or work, pay them to for a shutdown or to work at home. Most have phones, but many don't have bank accounts or computers. Many are service or cash paying jobs. All right, please give us some guidelines on how to get these people to pay their rent first of all. First or at all, they're saying, because I want to answer this question here in two pieces, first or at all. Well, the bottom line is that rent is never the first thing paid unless you have a very, very stable, creditworthy family. Rent is the thing that you can live without. If you go into a crisis, okay, you need food, and you need food today. And if you worry about food, rent, it's going to be food. If you're talking, and by the way, these people live from paycheck to paycheck. You're right, but you have to think about how much money they have. Let's talk about that for a second. If a guy gets paid $15 an hour, which is below minimum wage, or that is above minimum wage is much less than that. But at $15 an hour and 40 hours a week, that's $600 a week. Take out 7.5% for Social Security and Medicare, that's $550. I didn't take out insurance, and I didn't take out anything else, but listen, without even insurance, that's $550. That's $2,200 a month. Right? How do you survive on $2,200 a month? Well, you're going to have to prioritize, right? And by the way, if you're a landlord and you're an idiot and your rent averages $1,000 a month, why is this person living, you know, in your place? $600 a week would be $2,400 a month as total income. How do you expect them to pay rent of $1,000? You are the one that made the mistake, my friend. These people don't have the income. Now, let's talk about they have no income. Now they're laid off, okay? Now they have no income. Well, they're not going to pay you first. That isn't going to happen. Now, will they pay you last? That may not even happen because they may see themselves running out of cash and they're hoarding cash. Every businessman I know right now is talking about hoarding cash. Every person out there I know is talking about hoarding cash unless they have a good supply. And there are many of our business people that I've talked to have plenty of supply of cash to get through this little deal. And all of our people have enough money to get by as far as personal self preservation. He goes on and says they're all heard about the evictions allowed. They don't have any money. The stimulus money won't go to the rent. Okay, so let's talk about these things in order. First of all, they all have heard about evictions. Yes, almost every county in the United States right now, and not everyone, but everyone that I know of that we're dealing with has shut down evictions. They've shut the courts down. They don't want people in the courts, right? In there, first of all, because they can pass the virus around. But number two, they don't want to put people out on the street. What happens if you take all these people and throw them out on the street and they start commingling with people. Then the virus gets worse. So this is a pandemic. This is a gigantic thing that has to be dealt with in one way or another, and throwing people out in the street isn't going to do that, and isn't going to make you any better off either, because if you throw the people out in the street, you still don't have any rent. Now, I will tell you, it'd be easier to rent the place again, but you're still going to run into people then a week later, 2 weeks later, may not be able to pay. So, you know, the bottom line is that's short-sighted. Next, the stimulus money won't go to rent. No, it won't. I would be willing to bet that it won't, just like you say. Now, can I make them? Food, diapers, right? I'd even go as far to say alcohol and cigarettes, because addicts got to have that stuff. Gasoline for your car. Now, I don't know the car payments are going to get paid either. I don't think they will. But a car can get repossessed right away. You can't repossess an apartment, right? So unless the government comes in and says we're not going to allow car repossessions, they're not going to pay the car payment if they say that too, right? So we're going to be the last one to get paid. Get over it. Why am I not worried about that? Because I've made millions of dollars off real estate investing. And this is the time when, number one, for a month or two, we are going to support the world because we are the wealthy. We own the assets. And then at the end of that month or two, we are going to put our rents right back up to full rent. People are going to have to pay because they're going to be working. And by the way, there's going to be people that didn't have enough cash to get through this environment, and they're going to go broke, and they're going to lose their assets. And when they lose their assets, we're going to come in, and that's how we're going to get paid back. We're going to buy these assets 50 cents on the dollar, and we're going to make millions and millions more. Right? Millions more. So we've got to see that. You've got to see the whole big picture, or you're going to be right here scared to death. Now, what this person might be scared of, I'm going to be that guy that doesn't. And not, just like he's saying his people don't know how to deal with their money, he doesn't know how to deal with his money, and hence he might lose his apartment complex because he's just as bad as a guy who works hourly and doesn't and lives from paycheck to paycheck. This dude runs his business from paycheck to paycheck. It says, right now we have great cash flow, enough to last 6 to 9 months, even with no forbearance, which means forbearance is a term you're going to be hearing a lot about lately. It's where the mortgage companies stop requiring the landlords to pay their mortgage. We were best and final, and now what the heck do we do in due diligence when people don't want us in their apartments? All right, now you feel the pain. Something's coming about. We're best and final. What that means is he's trying to buy another property. And they're trying to do due diligence. And they can't do due diligence because you can't go in all these people's property units right now. I mean, it's ridiculous. So trying to buy a property right now is going to be killed by the fact you can't do due diligence. Trying to buy a property is going to be killed by the fact that you can't go and close the deal. Things are going to come up that just aren't going to occur. Things are not going to work smoothly through this process. Mortgages are going to become more erratic and so forth. Not because you can't get them, just getting to the people to get them, get to the process and so forth. So the bottom line is this just isn't a really, really good time to start a new project. 2 months from now will be a perfect time to start a new project. All right, how much time I got here? I've got a few minutes. The next one says, I hate this help all as well stuff. That will work too long. I joined as a member in December. I'm now getting emails from leads with current deals they are buying. I have not invested in it yet, but planning to get in 4 deals at $25,000 each. I'm going to catch up on your radio show in case you have already given out opinions on current situation in the economy. My question would be, should I jump into 4 deals now and take my time and invest over the year to possibly take advantage of downturn? Took my money for the stock market 6 months ago, so I avoided that downturn. I'm not making any money with the $100,000 sitting in my bank, so anything in the real estate would be great. I hope to get into something of value and growth of quickie. I'm 39 years old, family of four. We have 8 doors in rural Michigan. So in other words, they already have 8 rental units. Not big money makers, but they're make money. My wife and I are both still working. So we shouldn't be hugely affected by the recession. All right, so what is the question he's asking? The underlying question is, should I get into deals right this second? And I'll tell you my experience is no. He said, Patel, you're going to shut down your own business. No, I'm not shutting down my own business. I'm shutting down people that could be going into a deal, putting their money into a deal, getting a lead or a, we call them leads, and lifestyles are leads, but everywhere else they're called, God, I just lost the word because it's not my word. I don't use it. Syndicators. Okay, so you got a syndicator who's raising money to do a deal, and he puts his money down, he goes into hard, and you put your money up with his, and you go into contract, and then all of a sudden you're in contract, and you can't close the deal. Something comes up that stops you from closing the deal. You can't do due diligence, you can't get the loan, you can't get an appraisal, the bank is closed, whatever it is. I mean, this is going to be tumultuous 30 to 60 days. It makes no sense at all to tie funds up during this period unless you're into a steal deal. So if you're looking at a deal and the guy or gal in this deal is telling you you're going to earn 4, 5, 6%, 7%, I wouldn't be taking the risk. I'd be sitting on the sideline for 30, 60 days, and then I would take a look at where the whole world's at. We'll be right there with you looking. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Have you been wondering what happens at our free workshop? It's simple. We teach the 7 principles we use to run our families and businesses. We review case studies for both single family and multifamily properties so you can see how the numbers really work. We reveal the 5 reasons you should invest in real estate, and we show you how every dollar you invest in a piece of real estate makes you money 5 ways. It's time to get this life-changing information. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Stop making excuses. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now, here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. This week, we're talking about the coronavirus and all the things you need to be thinking about. We've set up our questions that we want to follow as health questions, food and supplies questions, income questions, security questions, and investment questions. And I'm taking your questions at askdell@luinc.com. That's ask, A-S-K, Dell, D-E-L-1-L, at luinc.com, which is Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc., L-U, Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc., INC.com. And somebody sent me this one here, and it really sums up what I was talking about in the last segment. I'm going to read it to you very carefully so that you get it. This is a email that went out from a commercial real estate broker to his list of people who own apartment complexes. And I quote, "It's important to remember that commercial real estate is not a hyper-efficient market like that of the stocks and bonds and commodities market. It takes time for commercial real estate to be impacted by the same manner as that of the financial sector. Although commercial real estate has been dramatically impacted over the past couple of weeks by lenders pulling back and buyer uncertainty, there remains a window in which investors can sell certain properties for the same similar sales price or even more than before the pandemic. It is important to keep in mind that many properties will become unsellable come the first week of April when tenants stop paying rent. Requests for rent relief, or even worse, filing of bankruptcy. This will dramatically reduce pools of properties that can be acquired and therefore could potentially lead to a pricing strike for certain well-positioned properties. There it is, folks. That is the commercial industry telling you what I just got done telling you. This pandemic has hit commercial real estate. It is going to have an effect on it. It just takes a longer period of time. And remember, you can't get a mortgage on an apartment complex when the tenants aren't paying rent. So like I told you, if you go get in one of these deals right now, and that lead investor slash syndicator gets into a deal, goes into contract, puts up hundreds of thousands of dollars of hard earnest money, and then can't do due diligence or can't get a loan because there's no income because the tenants aren't paying, then you're out. You lose your money. And I just don't want to see that happen to somebody. You can sit on the sideline for 30 days. And by then, like it says, after April, once these things start going down, then guys like myself and other leads who have money, who have resources, who have access to loans, even for deals that don't have income available to them, they will be able to buy these properties. It happened before in 2008. People couldn't buy anything. And I stuck my nose in and said, okay, that I'll start buying everything and you guys can come with me. Now, I'm not making that offer to you. Don't get me wrong. That was just an example of what I did in 2008 because I felt so bad people couldn't get financing. What I'm telling you is I've been through this before. Please listen to me and wait 30 days to see what happens in April because it's going to change. Everything is going to change. All right, how much time we got left here? Good. Next one says, thank you for your interest. Below is my answer to the question, a little about me. I'm 59 years old, a few months, living in Austin, worked all my life in technology, did quite well, and I am not currently employed since about a month ago. I'm pondering where to go back to workforce or not, but regardless, I need to reassess, there we go, how to optimize my asset allocation and give me reasonable returns. Right now, return is ridiculously low, in part because I'm sitting on some cash and rental properties that were not meant for the purpose of rental. In other words, he took a house that should not be a rental property and is using it as a rental property. He's not making any money because his mortgage payment is more than what his rent is. But with reasonably low risk, I have done relatively well as a professional career, so I do have a reasonable amount of assets. But given the work hard and build my current situation, tend to be risk adverse. Okay, now this gentleman comes back later on and there's a big paragraph. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. He says he's afraid to get started. He doesn't know if the bottom's going to fall out of the market and the whole thing's going to crash and he doesn't know what to do and if whether or not it's worth it. And if real estate, good deals in real estate have gone now and they'll never come back again, is it because lifestyle's been doing it for so long that it's killed the market? There's nothing left for anybody because we've stole everything. I mean, just he went into, you know, fear mode. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Just lost it completely. Here's what the situation is. First of all, if you're that fearful, sir, go get a job. If you know, just as soon as they'll let people have jobs, because you're good at jobs, you obviously know how to do jobs, you can make income. Number two, the money you have sitting there useless, you need to readdress that, just like you said, and get it out of those assets that are making no money. Those real estate deals need to be sold when it's possible to sell them and get that money out and put it into things that are making lots of money. Number three, all that stuff's going to be happening just about the right time for you. If you get started right now and you dig in, get your education information, start looking and arranging for the sale and the loans and those things, by the time you get all the stuff done that you need to do, you will in perfect timing to start buying into this new market that has been created by COVID-19. It is out there. I'm going to keep putting it in your face. Get your head out of the sand. The world has changed. See if I can squeeze one more in. I appreciate your March 18 podcast. However, I'm interested in advice you have for those of us who are retired and have multiple single-family properties, particularly in light of HUD restriction on evictions. None of our properties are Section 8, but there will be undoubtedly a challenge regarding tenants who either can't or can't pay. I suspect you are aware that the fact that HUD has restricted all foreclosures and evictions enterprise properties until the end of April. I believe that we are about tenants who won't pay. I believe that we do have tenants who won't pay. How are we supposed to pay a mortgage in the meantime? Okay. There are situations out there where they're letting landlords and will be letting landlords out of their mortgage payment for a month or two or maybe more to help with this situation. But the bottom line is people are going to pay what they can afford to pay that will create survival first. And you need to hunker down and cut back all your costs. And this is where having cash aside is going to be important to you. But in this particular situation, like I said, you can get an abatement to your mortgages in some cases. But it's not just HUD, and this is important to get this, it's not just HUD. All courts are closed, so there are no evictions for any of us. So keep that in mind. And if you want more information, get into Lifestyles and get on all the podcasts and information classes we have going right now. We have two or three of them a day, hours long, and all this basic information is being covered in all of them. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
The place to turn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.